Tyler Hoffman is in Ventura County as part of a big adventure, a cross-country 8,500-mile road trip. It's an effort to call attention to the 1.8 million Americans who served their country in uniform and received Purple Hearts because they were wounded or killed in action. Hoffman was a Marine serving in Afghanistan in 2010 when he nearly lost his life.
We were on a routine patrol, clearing houses, went to take a rest, went to throw my backpack off, and when I raised my arm up, sniper took a shot, hit me in the chest, which ended up going through my lower spinal cord after it bounced around a little bit, left me in a wheelchair.
The Jefferson City, Missouri man admits it was initially overwhelming. He says nothing prepares you for such a life-altering injury.
It was at first. The way my family is and the way I was brought up, being in a military family, you fight through it. Don't let yourself get down. Like I tell my other buddies, there's no point in sitting around moping and feeling sorry for yourself. Get out, enjoy your life, and have fun. Do what you want. Ain't nothing gonna stop you but you.
The 29-year-old man says he's now focused on getting the most out of life. He's driving a specially equipped truck on a leg of the month-long road trip, which includes this stop at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. It's called the 2017 Purple Heart Truck Run. The event is sponsored by two nonprofit veteran support groups, the Military Order of the Purple Heart and Wounded Warriors Family Support.
Anything we can do that will draw public attention to the service and sacrifice of our young men and women who serve to protect the freedoms we all take so much for granted. That's really what it's about.
John Bircher is with the Military Order of the Purple Heart. The retiree was a 30-year Army veteran who was wounded in combat in Vietnam. Bircher shows us the centerpiece of this cross-country trip, a bright purple Ford Raptor pickup truck specially equipped for drivers with disabilities.
It's been adapted so that it can be driven by a paralyzed or an amputee veteran. It's got a hoist that comes out of the back of the truck. The camper top comes up on the back of the truck. The hoist comes out, picks up his wheelchair, puts it in the back, closes up, and then there's a special seat that comes out and raises him up to the driver's seat. So all of his controls inside the cab are hand controls. He doesn't have to use his legs or feet.
At the end of this trip crisscrossing the country from Washington, D.C. to Dallas, Texas, the truck will be presented to a Purple Heart recipient. Marshall Kennedy of Farmington, Arkansas, was severely wounded by a bomb blast during his fourth tour of duty in Afghanistan.
A young Marine who lost both legs and part of his arm in Afghanistan, married with three kids, and he is going to be the recipient of the truck when we're done with the run.
The truck is covered with hundreds of handwritten comments and marking pen made by people along the truck run. A Camarillo man is adding his support.
Oh, I'm just going to write the best of everything to you, Semper Fi.
94-year-old Maury McGuire is a member of the Order of the Purple Heart.
Marine Corps, World War II, 9th Regiment, 3rd Division, I Company, 3rd Battalion. I served in 2 years in the Pacific, two campaigns. I got wounded in the Guam campaign. That's what got me the Purple Heart.
Purple Heart veteran Tyler Hoffman, who uses a wheelchair because of his combat injuries, says it's amazing to have the technology to get behind the wheel of a pickup and drive it without help.
Not much better than pulling up in a Ford Raptor, of all things, and getting out in a wheelchair. I've had a lot of kids call it Transformer because the way it all opens up. Some people, they're just so dumbfounded. They don't know what to say.
Those involved in the truck run say they hope it helps other veterans realize they aren't alone and that there are a number of nonprofit groups which can help them and their families. And they say they want veterans with certain disabilities to know that the VA can provide assistance in buying them specially equipped vehicles. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.